Sport on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our exciting 231 range of electric and hybrid vehicles. For more, see kia.com.
And at 7.36, it's good morning to Darren Trahill.
Audrey, good morning to you as well. Day 8 at the World Cup was another eventful one. The headlines, Germany keep their hopes alive, but only just, and a couple of very big shocks. Let's start with Group E. Germany drawing 1-1 with Spain. Alvaro Morata put Spain ahead. But then a late equaliser from Niklas Füllkrug keeps them in the hunt. Costa Rica's 1-0 win over Japan has really just thrown that group wide open. So here's the group standings. Spain on top on 4, Japan on 3, Costa Rica on 3, and then Germany with just that 1 point. So the final games take place on Thursday. Germany need to beat Costa Rica, and then they have to hope that Japan do not claim a victory against the Spanish. So it's pretty much out of their hands. Still fancy them to get through, though. Morocco turned Group F on its head. 2-0 winners over Belgium. Croatia came from behind to win against Canada 4-1. So Croatia and Morocco on 4 points. Belgium on 3. Canada with no points. They are out of the World Cup, and a really interesting round of fixtures on the final day. Morocco play Canada, and then it's Croatia against Belgium. I think Belgium are in big trouble. Their manager is Roberto Martinez.
It's a difficult result, because obviously the first goal affected a lot the outcome. It's a dead ball situation at that point. We couldn't get our game going, and it's a game that we need to understand, that we need to be together, and we need to react into the next game. That's what happens in the World Cup.
Is one of the problem that in the first half we didn't score?
Yeah, I think we had good moments, but we couldn't get clear, good chances. We only had a couple of half opportunities, and if you allow that goal to be conceded, then it changes the game radically. Probably from our point of view, is at the moment that we conceded the goal, we lost too much our composure, and we couldn't get ourselves a little bit more in the final third with a little more thought. We knew that Morocco would put numbers behind the ball, and we couldn't break it down. But that's a game that it went away from us at the moment that we conceded the goal.
Four more games today on RTÉ2 and The Player. We'll be looking ahead to all of those a little bit later on with a special guest. Dunamoyne have beaten Kilmacud Crokes to progress to the current account.ie All-Ireland Ladies Football Final. Player of the moment, Katrina McConnell. She got married on Saturday, went and played the game yesterday, arrived by helicopter at the venue, the wedding venue, about an hour and 10 minutes in the car, 20 minutes by helicopter. She kicked 7 points. What a weekend for her. We had her live on the programme on Sunday Sport yesterday, but our reporter Angelina Nugent stuck around after the game yesterday and got a more reflective piece with her. Once the hustle and bustle had all passed, here she is.
Yeah, it was a little bit different, I suppose. It wouldn't be like my normal build-up. But as I said, the girls, you know, they're brilliant. Marie said to me, you know, take the week off if you need to. I went to train on Tuesday night, so I took Friday night off. And, you know, they worked away on the pitch. Like, and it's very easy with them girls just to slap back in on a Sunday. Like, you know, I only missed one or two trainings. So, yeah, the build-up was a little bit different. But it was still, you're still always thinking about it. And the girls were there with me yesterday to celebrate, you know, my wedding. And there was a bit of crack and a bit of buzz about it. So, yeah, it was brilliant. Yeah.
You arrived in style here today as well. The club helped organise that for you. And I know, as you've already alluded to, they made it very easy for you to do both this weekend, didn't they?
Yeah, they absolutely did. That's what I have. So thankful to them. And as I said, like, you know, organising even the helicopter, like, I was a bit like, oh God, you know, no pressure today. But that was even just for them, like, so that I could have as much time as possible this morning with my guests from the wedding, family and friends this morning. So yeah, I'm just so thankful to them. Like, they couldn't do enough for you. Like, yeah.
Did Darren get the helicopter trip with you?
No, there was only one seat, me and the pilot. So no, it was just myself. No, he had to go in the car.
Poor old Darren. No pressure there. What a weekend. What a weekend. The good news is no honeymoon plans until after the All-Ireland final.
Obviously.
They can put the helicopter away for another little while. In the men's game, Limerick champions Newcastle West beat Clonmel Commercials. They are through to the AIB Munster football final. They meet Cairns O'Rahilly's. Glenn overcame Carrigan and Ulster. The Leinster hurling semi-finals, wins for Ballyhale and Kilmacud Crokes, and St Thomas's beat Loughrea in the Galway hurling final replay. That's 5 in a row for them. Leona Maguire tied for 4th at the Spanish Open, 16 under par, 2 shots off the winner, Caroline Headwall. The Irish women's basketball team lost to the Netherlands at the Eurobasket qualifier. An absolutely heartbreaking defeat here because it was 59-56. They led for so long and that ends our hopes of qualifying. Finally, the big dog won the Troy Town Chase for trainer Peter Fahey and jockey Keaton, who back with more later on.